please walk Sparky for me?
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large.
Deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Hey, everybody. Hopefully, I didn't lose everybody. I don't know what the heck happened. It just shut down, so I had to reboot everything. Hopefully, everybody can hear me loud and clear again. Hopefully, everybody's still with me. Going back to the touching aspect and the couple before I lost everybody, you know, they were both, for 5 years, they both were under the assumption that neither one wanted to touch the other one or desire the other one. So for 5 years, they both wanted the same thing. They both loved each other, wanted to be touched and to touch. And what happens is they go ahead, and for 5 years, they kept thinking this before they saw me. And it was only a couple of sessions to realize all this. I think it took only 2 or 3 sessions max, realizing they both wanted the same thing. They're both afraid. So please be vulnerable. Speak your needs out. And it's hard to do, but I'm going to tell you, it's needed when you're bringing back the fire and the passion in the relationship. It is crucial. And you both need this. So touch, you know, be vulnerable. Tell them how you want to be touched. Try it. If you're so afraid that the other one doesn't want to touch you or be touched, which often happens, especially when the fire and passion go down, you know, can a little touch, a little pat on the leg, a little, you know, caress on the small of your back, grab each other's hands. And why can't you just say, you know what, I want to hug you. And not only just hug, embrace each other. And that's hard to do. Maybe you both want that, and you're both thinking the other one doesn't want it. So you know what? I'm not going to take the risk and gamble it. Take that risk. And if they don't want to be hugged right now, you know what? Maybe you can talk about it. And maybe another time might be more appropriate. So I'm huge, you know, on touch. It could be as simple as a foot massage. Massage rubbing the hands. The neck, the shoulder. These are all things that bring back the connection and can bring back the fire and the passion in your relationship. Also, it creates emotional safety just knowing that your partner wants to touch you and you want to touch him or her. These are aspects. So the next one, we covered what? The visualizations, right? The smells. Touching. What about the auditory? What about voice? And for those hard of hearing out there, this might be difficult for you. I'm going to go on touching it. What about voice? What did you guys sound like when you first started dating? When you guys freaking couldn't rip each other's bodies apart when you first started dating? What voice tones did you use? Or are they annoying now? How did you talk to each other? Did you fully express each other from the heart? Did you speak about your desires, or were you scared shitless to do that? Could you go ahead and ignite those again? Simple affirmations. Simple appreciations. You know what? Thanks for taking out the trash. Oh, I shouldn't have to thank him. You know, that's what he's supposed to do. Bullshit. Use the verbal expressions to ignite the fire and passion once again. Can you tell them, you know what, you look beautiful, you look hot? Can you tell each other that? You look sexy. How many women, let's face it, how many guys would love to hear that? You know what, how juicy you look? You look incredible, you look beautiful, you look stunning. Guys, you look hot. You look studly. What would you like to hear? And maybe the words that are used in those affirmations and those verbal expressions and compliments, maybe they're intended to be compliments, but you take them as maybe degrading. Again, be vulnerable. Be assertive and say, you know what? I'd love you to tell me this. I don't like this. You're learning again. It's not a bashing session. What other voices? What about music? Let's face it, in this culture, most cultures, music is huge. It's titillating. It's stimulating. Talking about the memories, we all know certain sad songs that hit us. We might get all teary-eyed, right? We all get all emotional. Or let's face it, we might get pissed off and want to punch somebody because they hit a nerve with us. You know, music, kick in your favorite songs. What did you used to? Did you go shake your ass on the dance floor once in a while when you first started dating? You know, what music? Use those, the kick up, the fire, the passion. How often do you guys just maybe lay in bed or lay on couch, depending if, you know, the kids are around, and just maybe hold each other and listen to old songs that you're used to, that you used to listen to? So the auditory or hearing things, affirmations, verbal expressions, old music, these are all things that can kick up the fire and passion. Are you afraid to try it? Are you going to think, okay, I'm too tired. Is this too corny? I want you, and I'm going to challenge everybody out there listening, to take a risk at this, the hit on this, to use these. So what would be next, right? Vision, smell, touch, auditory. Now what about tasting? Oh, we can gross each other out, right? What about tasting each other, about grooming? Grooming aspects, right? Not only tasting, it goes hand in hand with scent, right? What about kissing each other after eating chocolate-covered strawberries? How hot is that, right? Or maybe after you ate a full onion and garlic-covered pizza or sandwich and you freaking get all grossed out by trying to kiss each other. Or those that maybe smoke constantly out there and then mix that with onion and garlic and say your partner doesn't smoke. How hot is that? You not only can smell it, but you can taste it, right? So, you know, you hit on the tasting aspects very much, you know, grooming, brush your teeth, mouthwash, all those aspects with taste. And tasting with food along with chocolate and strawberries, taste can also increase, let's face it, your inhibitions, right? Your inhibitions can go out the window. It's sensual. We use food in our culture. It can be very sensual. What's your favorite food, your favorite fruit? Maybe ice cream, snack. These all can entice, bring back the fire and the passion as well. Do you remember the last time you actually tasted your partner's skin? I'm not talking Hannibal Lecter cannibalism, but I'm talking maybe kissing or licking the skin of your partner. I'm not talking licking the skin of your partner, you know, like a dog out there. I'm talking in a sensual, loving manner. What do their skin taste like? Do they taste sort of, do they have a salty taste to it? Maybe each person has a different taste. What do they taste like? This can invigorate the fire and the passion. And let's face it, how many women out there would love their man to say, you know what, I can't wait to taste you. Talking about oral sex. You know, there is sort of a soulful essence to that. That they love your taste. Taste can invigorate the fire and the passion in a relationship. And you sort of kick off and hit all these, combine them all together. And remember, these are key elements in bringing back that fire and passion. All these aspects key in on another one that usually I hear often that goes out the window. Actually, both by men and women, believe it or not. Usually you'd hear it on women. But that romance, Romance is something that goes out the window. Now, what is romance? I think I just keyed in on a huge component of romance with all the senses. Those are all, let's face it, invigorating ways to enhance the romance between you guys. It could be a simple, you know, a sticky note, right? Saying, I love you. Good morning, beautiful. You're hot. I love you. Any of these aspects can bring back, again, you know, hitting on the romance aspect. When there's romance, let's face it, there's typically fire. And typically when the emotional disconnect gets killed, romance is out of the way. It's out the door. Most couples I see, romance isn't even on the page anymore. It's almost like they need a definition. I say romance is like I'm speaking Chinese to them, to where, you know, they're saying romance, what the hell is that? And it's funny because most women might complain about romance, but it's also the guys too. Most guys actually enjoy that. They enjoy getting sort of romanticized by their women. It could be the way, you know, they dress, the way they talk to their man, maybe the way they seduce their man. Romance can be sexual, but it doesn't have to be. So you look at and you learn from each other. Romance usually is one key element in sort of incorporating with everything I'm talking about, the senses tonight. Romance is a key thing that will kill the passion and kill that fire and the chemistry between you two if that is not nurtured. Those are huge, huge aspects. So do what it takes. Look at it. Learn from each other. How do you want to be romanced? And don't buy into that crap and the BS about, you know what, you should know. We change. We might change year from year, so keep tabs, man. Learn from each other. What can I do romantically, man, that entices the five senses? And I'm going to take another little breather, and I will be back in a few minutes, and we'll kick this off on bringing back the fire and passion in your relationship. Again, you can find me on Facebook under The Art of Relationships or Greg Dzinski. You can also give me a call live this evening, 586-840-8608. You can also hit me up in the live chat room on Spreaker.com and send your questions that way, man. I'd love to hear them. I want to help everybody out there if I can. And we'll go from there, and we'll be back real soon.
If you're looking for that jazzy gift or even sporting some new shoes for yourself, Shoes by Shea. Hand paints, hand designs, canvas style shoes for your needs, your children, teens, or even adults. They're pretty cool. Check out Shoes by Shea at Facebook. Again, that's Shoes by Shea on Facebook. Check out PPRNLive.com. They have shows every Tuesday, Wednesday evening from 7 to 10 p.m. You want some hilarious hosts, hilarious guests, plus upcoming new stars of the band Future? Check out PPRNLive.com.
And we're back again here. This is Greg, or Master G, as coined by PPRN out in Connecticut. If you get a chance, listen to them on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings, too, from 7 to 10. They're hilarious, and they have some awesome band talent from Connecticut and actually around the country. So if you get a chance to listen to them, you'll thoroughly enjoy. You can also find them on Spreaker, too. Hopefully everybody downloaded the phone app. Again, you find me on Facebook. Look me up, The Art of Relationships. Please call in. Phone number here to call in live, 586-840-8608. And join me in the chat. Talking about kicking up the fire and passion in your relationship. Now, romance is important. It's crucial. Don't let it go down the side. Everybody's, you know, busy, has kids and everything else. We get tired. We get overwhelmed. We get that. We can't be this way 24/7. That's unrealistic. What can you do maybe to trigger it more times than not? These are huge. You know, what can you do on a daily basis? Simple text, like I said, simple sticky note, little note in the purse to the missus. Maybe a note stuck in the shirt. I can't wait to tear you up when you get home. Can't wait to taste you. Again, hitting the senses. Now, how often, what about when the fire and passion is gone in your relationship? How often do you go to bed without no signs of affection whatsoever? The only sign of affection you have for each other is, yeah, F you. Yeah, F you too. Yeah, that's it. You both understand each other. Yeah, you both acknowledge each other. However, you know, that just kills the romance and the passion, right? What can you do when you go to sleep at night to incorporate maybe a little romance, a little romantic ritual that, again, is not just routine? You actually feel it. It's not that peck on the cheek. It's not that routine little simple hug, man. It's that embrace. You feel it. Like I talked about at the beginning of tonight, where, you know, you come in and you're happy to see each other. And you feel the happiness in the touch. Maybe in the kiss. Maybe in the words. When you go to sleep at night, you know, how many of you are tired? And this is very, very difficult to do for those people out there that work, you know, opposite shifts. Maybe one works days, one works afternoons or midnights. And it wreaks havoc with couples. I'm not going to lie. And it's not easy to try to reignite this. And it's very, very difficult, especially when you go to sleep, because you're not going to sleep together because of the shift work. For most of us out there, even when they go to sleep, is there, and you're maybe at work and they're going to bed, maybe a simple text, a simple phone call if you can, you know, depending what your work situation. If you're on the line, you know, working assembly line, factory environment, it might be running a machine. It might be very difficult to do that. But even on, you know, maybe a break before your partner goes to sleep or goes to, you know, bed, there's simple things that you can do that maintains the romance and the connection. And that can keep the fire and the passion going, even at moderate levels. Now, going back, what do you do when you go to sleep with each other? You know, do you just maybe face the opposite walls of each other? You don't want to touch each other. What about holding hands when you go to sleep? Is that important? Can that ignite and feel the closeness between you guys? And some people, let's face it, when women are going through the change and going through menopause, when they reach, you know, close to 50 as a rule of thumb, but we know some people are in their as early as early 30s going through premenopause, and they go through hot, maybe, you know, hot flashes and the cold sweats and all that, and they don't want to be touched. They're too hot. You know, can holding hands, can that be a simple thing to increase the romance, increase the passion, to know that you both care, you're both there for each other? So you can improvise. I'm all about being flexible and what works for you two. So what would it take to keep those triggered in and maybe hit those romantic endeavors on a nightly basis when you go to sleep. These are all crucial elements to help you bridge that gap. What is it going to take to enlighten that, to you guys learn from each other? When was the last time you tried to even, you know, you really smelled one another? Like I said, maybe the tasty, maybe the salt flavored of your partner. What would it take to start concentrating again on those senses to trigger the fire, the passion? Maybe a little pat on the booty, the touch aspects, right? What other things can trigger the fire and the romance with people? What other things can trigger? Emotional connection. Most people hit on that first. Like I said, there's other things that you can do to enhance the emotional by incorporating the physical that can both be used to bring back the fire and the passion. And it's funny how maybe you were so busy when you first got together, right? Yeah, maybe you didn't have kids. Maybe you did have kids. Maybe step families, right? But you still had, maybe you had kids, step family dynamics, or maybe you went through a divorce and you both had kids and you're dating now in new relationships. And it's funny, isn't it, how you had the energy to entice each other. You had the energy to verbalize your feelings and maybe your cravings for one another. So where'd all that energy go? Where'd that energy go that you kept alive with the fire and the passion? Yes, is it because of newness? What can you do to keep that energy maybe provoked, stoked up, if you will, to keep that alive and well? And for me personally, too, I need to check myself on that, too. We all get overwhelmed. We all get busy. And it seems like more people are working harder now, trying to make our bills and everything. But what can you do with the energy aspects? And it's funny how little simple things sort of geeked us up, right? Sort of piqued our interest. We get a text, you know, a simple call, and we're excited, man. We start craving. We can't wait to touch that other person in a new relationship. Is it that we get bored? Or is it that we're bored because we allowed that fire and the passion to get killed in a relationship? And that's why maybe we get bored. We start taking each other for granted. Words of affirmation, actions of affirmation, not taking each other for granted. These are all avenues that can hit on the fire and the passion and bringing it up. The more you feel appreciated, the more you feel paid attention to, it's going to bring the fire and the passion back into the relationship once again. So do these things, people. When was the last time you guys just laid down next to each other, facing each other, and just talked and just stared at one another? That you just feel each other. That you can feel each other's just presence and love for one another. How often did you do that? Can you incorporate that again into your, maybe again, your nightly ritual before you go to bed? Or maybe if you have time in the morning before work, let's face it, we're all rushing around, right? That you just lay there for a minute or two and just enjoy each other. You don't even have to say anything. Just a look on your faces. That you can sense the love between each other. How awkward is that? When the fire and the passion died, I'm laughing, sort of smiling. Because I know what that awkwardness is like, man. It's hard. And bringing the fire and the passion back is all about taking a risk. Are you waiting for your partner to take that risk first? Are you waiting for your partner to go ahead and reach out to you first? Because it's safer. It's safer to know that they want you versus you trying to show them and then they reject you. So I challenge everybody, I dare everybody to reach out and take that risk first. And it's like, oh shit, what happens if you both take that risk all together. Oh, damn, that's going to really ignite, and it's going to freaking burn that fire bright, people. There's also a challenge that I incorporated from Winer Davis. I sort of borrowed some of her work about the two-week sexual challenge. She sort of kicks on, you know, the sexual aspects that you initiate sex maybe for 2 weeks and see what happens with your relationship. Believe me, I'm all about that, you know, initiating sex, both partners, you know, it's not just the man initiating. We want to feel desired too, ladies. So initiate, be assertive, be aggressive with us. We love that. Just like you might want us to be assertive and aggressive with you sexually. But not only the two-week challenge, and I posted this on Facebook months ago, but what about a two-week challenge to ignite the fire and the passion? To be more romantic. What are you going to do in 2 weeks to kick up the romance? What can you do individually? We're so worried about what our partner is doing for us, but what are we doing? Yeah, we want our needs met too, and if our needs aren't met, the relationships, we're going to walk away. But this is about what can you do for your partner to show him or her that you love them, that you desire them, emotionally and physically, that you appreciate them, that you don't take them for granted. So what can you do in a two-week challenge from tonight for the next 2 weeks on a daily basis? What can you do to risk putting yourself out there that you desire them, that you want them, that you love each other, that you miss the touching, the holding, the embracing? And it's funny, most affairs occur because all these aspects are lacking. And people that know me, clients, everybody else, when I teach college classes, human sexuality, they know I don't condone or excuse affairs. But you look at why they happen. It's because of these aspects. Not only the five senses that are missing, the romance, not feeling important, being taken for granted. Thus, aka the fire and the passion is killed. But what are you doing to risk to get it back? What are you doing to show your partner tonight, today, that you do care? That, let's face it, not only are you hurt by that being missed, that you're hurt that it's not there. Let's face it, can you be pissed off that it's not there? I'm all about, like I said, anger. Usually underneath anger is hurt, not feeling loved, not feeling desired, not feeling wanted, taken for granted. All these things based on hurt, but a cover up with fear. But can you be assertive and say, you know what? I am pissed off that it's not there and I want it there. Can you take responsibility for those feelings not being there? Can you take your own part and responsibility that the fire and passion is not there? Or are you going to finger point at your partner? It's his fault. It's her fault. I want you to take responsibility in reigniting the fire and the passion in your relationship. I want you to take responsibility. Do the two-week challenge. Doesn't matter what your partner does. It's about what you do. And if you both work together at a two-week challenge, hell, man, it's a double bonus, right? It's a double win. This two-week challenge, what can you do to kick up the romance? To kick up the fire and passion? Like I said, by using the five senses. How can you talk to your partner again during this two-week span? What can you use? Maybe the taste, the visual, have your partner visualize you maybe in a renewed way. How can you touch your partner like you used to, or maybe like you want to? Let's face it, can you touch your partner in the way you want to be touched? I'm a man. I love being touched. I crave that too. How many guys like maybe, well, I have no hair, but just having their head, wrong head, guys, the one on top of their head. Well, that one's nice too, but what can it take? even, you know, how many women stroke or caress the guy's head on top of the shoulders? How many do that? Getting their chest rubbed. Guys usually love that. Maybe the back of their neck rubbed. Just caress, nothing gently. The show, you know what, that I love touching you. Women, you need to do this. Guys, you need to do this too to your ladies or your partners if you're not in heterosexual relationships. I'm not biased at all. It's a partner thing. So I challenge you 2 weeks, the next 2 weeks, on a daily basis, if you can do this. At the end of this 2 weeks, I guarantee the fire and the passion will be reignited. If the essence between you guys that you both love each other and you both want this back, I guarantee at the premise that you love each other and you do this, it will reignite the fire and passion. Now, if you're not in love with one another at the roots, if you don't love that person in your gut, you know what? It's very difficult, if anything, can renew that. I'm a realist. I'm all about helping people reignite the fire of passion, the closeness, the trust in relationships. But if that the rule, that chemistry is killed, the lack of respect for one another is gone, it's very, very difficult to get that back. Is it impossible? No. But it's very, very difficult. It's almost borderline on, what do I want to say? It's almost borderline on impossible. Very, very close. But I'm all about trying. Again, people, try this. The two-week challenge. What can you do to invigorate the five senses once again? You know, how can you do it visually? Can you maybe get yourself more hot, more sexy? Maybe dressing more like you used to when you dated. Taking care of yourself. Grooming habits. Both men and women. Maybe start wearing cologne or perfume again that you did before that your partner loves. About tasting each other. Also food. Bring in the food tasting aspects. That can invigorate the fire and passion as well. Food tasting. Try something new that you'd want to try that you've been afraid. Just by trying those something new and tasting can invigorate the taste buds and invigorate the passion. Touching, of course. And the auditory aspects, your favorite music that you used to listen to, maybe some new stuff can kick up the fire and the passion. Use these to invigorate the next 2 weeks of your relationship, people. I challenge you. I dare you to do it. And I guarantee that it's going to enlighten, it's going to create the fire and passion again, it's going to reignite that once again in your relationship. You both love each other at the root, after all the BS, off underneath all the BS, the hurt, you love each other. This will help reignite your relationship, I promise you. Thank you for listening again. Everybody, you can find me here Sunday and Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can find me on Facebook, The Art of Relationships, or my name, Greg Dzinski. Any questions, you also visit my website, theartofrelationships.guru, G-U-R-U. That's right, like a guru, expert, theartofrelationships.guru. Different than .com, you can find me out there. Check out a little bit more about me, my services. And everybody have a nice evening, safe Monday morning, and I will talk to you very, very, very soon. Everybody enjoy. Thanks again for listening, people.
Welcome to The Art of Relationships with Greg Dzinski. Greg will cover crucial elements in rebuilding emotional and physical intimacy, plus help reignite passion in your romantic relationship. He welcomes listeners to call in live with any questions or comments. No more tit-for-tat arguments. Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a rapid, matter-of-fact format, plus applies both compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your romantic relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and grow happier. With a specialization as a relationship and sex counselor, Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan. To others, he's simply known as Master G.